I did bring the book, which is not actually called Presents, but Precedents. But I did. But I sort of decided, I thought I might read from it, and then I decided that I was actually more eager to just get right into the new manuscript. So I think I maybe won't read from Precedents. So that I'll give another, yet another short reading like I'm famous for. I mean, why break a tradition?
Why?
Okay. This is a manuscript. Necromance is a manuscript that purportedly Sun and Moon are publishing next year. I mean, I think they are publishing it. The purportedly relates to the next year part of the statement. Okay. And the first poem is also called Necromance. Poppy under a young pepper tree, she thinks. The siren always sings like this, morbid glamour of the singular, emphasizing correct names as if making amends. Ideal, republic of the separate, dust motes afloat in abeyance. Here the sullen come to see their grudge as pose, modeling. The flame trees tip themselves with flame. But in that land, men prized virginity. She washed dishes in a black liquid with islands of froth and sang. Couples lounge in slim fenced yards beside the roar of a freeway. Huge pine a quarter mile off floats. Hard to say where this occurs. Third dingy bird of paradise from right. Emphatic precision is revealed as hostility. It is just a bit further, the mermaid's privacy.
It's on.
So
I don't know whether they were here close to
them. Oh. Oh, you mean no one could hear that? I see.
Read it again, actually.
All right.
Ah, no, Charles, you're kidding.
No. Okay, start it again.
All right, okay.
Your fans in the back couldn't hear it.
All right. Well, at Charles Bernstein's request, I'm going to read that poem again, which apparently was partly inaudible or something. And now, can you hear me now?
Yes.
All right, okay.
You got to speak right into the mic, then.
How can I see the manuscript? Oh, well. Okay, there we go. Okay. All right. Necromance. Poppy under a young pepper tree, she thinks. The siren always sings like this, morbid, glamour of the singular, emphasizing correct names as if making amends. Ideal, republic of the separate, dust motes afloat in abeyance. Here the sullen come to see their grudge as pose, modeling. The flame trees tip themselves with flame, but in that land men prized virginity. She washed dishes in a black liquid with islands of froth and sang. Couples lounge in slim fenced yards beside the roar of a freeway. Huge pine a quarter mile off floats. Hard to say where this occurs. Third dingy bird of paradise from right. Emphatic precision is revealed as hostility. It is just a bit further, the mermaid's privacy. Range. There cloud moves in front of cloud and above, suggesting a deep breath, enormous range, such that a young girl could leave home. Long wind, birds splutter and croak. The difference now, she explains, is that she does not lose consciousness when another takes the floor. Who felt the vertigo of bouncing when he saw the fly land on the leaf? Who said unnatural? The actress, the nun, the kid, the gatekeeper? One harps continually because she may have missed her cue. One notion recognizable with temperament and bluster for real. Context. Clustered, berries at dusk, as possible, results. The chosen context of display, arrangement, and arrival. Set against desultory or lonely, puddles, drops, circles an old woman's fingers trace on the nubs of her chair arms. Waits for the word to come to her, tensed as if for orgasm. Fear surrounds language. The garden. Oleander, coral, from lipstick ads in the 50s. Fruit of the tree of such knowledge. To smack, thin air, meaning kiss or hit. It appears in the guise of outworn usages because we are bad. Big masculine threat, insinuating and slangy. The panoply of these representative limbs, high contrast, enhanced by expression. Their mobilization maintains a presence. Here, recorded voices are coy about dismemberment. As the camera approaches, trees are said to part. You see the inside is all talk. We're watching fish nip hippo carcass. The basic breaks down into equal blocks, known as skuzamimskis. Descending harp runs indicate water. The picture. Now daub some on the other side to keep yourself from falling. Some complain of falseness, of poor fit, a lust that itches all around the stroke. But we get running totals up to typical moments, erratic glister webbing the fat shafts of the ice plant. Let them appreciate mock-ups of a delivery system. Buoyant continuum, a lapping made of chatter about who controls the ranch. Possession flickers back and forth, filling the room like breathing. Simile and alibi. If human limbs entwine, the morning glory embraces the fence. Can we still drain the energy and sex repression off landscape? Family resemblances. Old broom, is it straw yellow? Stitched with parallel lightning bolts, like the skirt of a square dancer, who seems familiar, though she won't notice you, displaying her dozy-dos in the flicker from Lawrence Welk's studio. Location. What are you doing here? Called out in the lot. That was meant to be ironic, since she doesn't know you and can't distinguish this franchise from anything surrounding it. Identities repeat sequence. How did you come to that conclusion? Is simulated territoriality nostalgic? Abbey of Ling, a bumper sticker reads, trust that we have your best interests at heart. I really did see that on a bumper. It was very bizarre. I don't make anything up. You know. I have no imagination. Okay, mechanism. One stitches plots across a membrane of light sleep, putting us in pickups and on bicycles, searching my mother's streets for ghosts, the ability to see the ghosts, and a staged Americana meant to undercut the narrative? Meant by whom? Imaginary lines connect sore points. Music, a string of anxious sighs, suspicious swellings. Bits are said to be dreamlike, to reveal what's repressed. In a dream language, the troubled region has returned as a showgirl with masses of fruit on her head. The mix-up. The pen seemed oddly juicy, nice in what she thought of as a dry mouth, but she was worried, either because she shouldn't be a sucker or because she shouldn't have sensations unexpectedly. Maybe because they shouldn't last, and what if this continued? Though now she noticed worry had for some time replaced the pen. Ripples are beautiful by extension. It's as if a series were a stay of execution. Say a list of words starting with the letter E. Emit, evict, evocative, evaculata. Rhapsodic to say the birds, extending their calls, are beginning anywhere and adding up to zero. But I want to stay because I remember when I was organizing it all, in a frenzy really, trying to pack fear away everywhere. So interested in the work from the date of my first success, and now with the effects labeled, still not bored because I'm sure that some could be stirred up again. Oh, and this next one is, I did an interview with Laurie Chamberlain, and in which apparently I misused the term lyric. And then I started thinking about, you know, well, or trying to think about what I had left out of my definition. So this poem is something of a parody of a lyric poem, or maybe just a consideration of what should go into a lyric poem or something like that. No matter. First person is relative, placement of the phantom, limbs and organs, a holding pattern which rises and sinks from sight to suit me. I like the play of light because it touches me and doesn't. It stimulates the way I feign being, touched and turning over in my grave, rustling. And then I couldn't decide whether I was going to read this or not because it's not finished. In fact, the middle is gone, but I guess I'll, since I'll, I've just been writing it, but I think I'm going to just read what's on the page just to be reckless or something, to keep myself interested, make the reading longer, whatever. And I think it's going to be called character development, but it probably will be different than this. I didn't know whether the sensation associated with a hand strumming my ribs would be immediately reminiscent of wind rattling the palm's sabers or vice versa. Do you remember shining fissures between tiles? An organist played Old Man River. Is shiny pretty because water's wet? I could almost hear Maxim Lord complain my data was inconclusive. Almost had it now, said one old shopper to the next. This is the cry that mother recognized. To carry a tune or follow an argument takes all the sensationalism it can get from the ability to grow. As if inklings were divisible, it's a ruse to determine how many superheroes have penetrated Your Majesty's domain. After the scream, when neither has changed, that is the interesting part. After the chase sequence, a drawing appears to say, "Space Ghost, it's us." Bases. Birds in flight switch places above and below a hypothetical bar, like a visual trill, though imitation is vulgar. The idea that each individual is a unique strain, weight and counterweight in the organization of memory. So many forms representing, presumably, a few wishes. Chew the fat in order to spill the milk, in other words, from which the self-same woman emerges. What the cool tomato cubes forming a rosette around this central olive have to do with love and happiness. Thrilled to elaborate some striking variant of what we imagine to be a general, if fabricated, condition. Two men on the street wax their teal green 50s Mercury. She thinks the two are lovers, but you say you disagree. Now she's angry either because you mimic or because you merely mimic ignorance of such things. She uses intercourse to symbolize persuasion. Old people never appear to have reserved judgment in the manner of a poised beauty. She dreamed the ill were allowed to wander at ease through the reconstructed but vacant Indian village. Her eyes scanning the near range with a feeble sense of their being like children sledding, though never having done that, adds a campiness to the woo-wee of I see. You're not crying because you can't find the thing you made, but because she won't help. She won't because she's comfortable reading, but not really, because now you've stuck your head behind her shoulder, sobbing and pretending to gasp. She goes away to pick up your clothes, but also to see if she can find the thing you want. You tell her it looks like a crab. While she's gone, you find it underneath her chair. You insist bitterly that you knew where it was all along. You were just testing her ability to see. It's like keeping her eye on a bouncing dot. She says either you're lying now, or you were lying before when you were sobbing for it and needed her help. Really, she thinks you were lying both times, all along, but not exactly. Now the news is of polls which measure our reactions to duplicity. She puts her tongue to the small hole, imitating accuracy. Labors. His first task was to discern the tone in which the cartoon pig said left brain, or did he? The film director showed him how, in a war zone, they could play dead by turns as a means of flirting. Cynical familiarity with the registers of his own speech caused him to become disillusioned with other people. Habituation fades. On this panel, two babies fought with swords beneath empty armor. In dreams, he wasn't lonely, attentive kid whose parents were behind that screen. Empty likeness as the perfect tease, her mysterious smile, which he must recognize quickly. Caleri painted families as Greek statuary, heavy white bodies tumbling from clouds. In one painting, the falling figures gesture toward a crown. In his dream, bloody statues dotted a dark field, lit by blasts from their laser cannons. He felt it was because of the ages he must spend away from his family. I wrote that when I was in Paris, actually, and partly at the Louvre, looking at the paintings in which there really were babies with fighting with swords and such. Sense. Twigs stiffen the fingers. Love of nature is a translation. Secret nodding in the figurative. A cooperation which is taken for a companion. A saw warble somewhere, and the yards too are terraced. Stress the birds lay on that wire. Possibly wholly parental emphases. Big screen. On the other side of siding, cars go by. String of fat commas as far as we're concerned. First the nonsense of direction. Stones to frogs, then to princes who do a circle dance and turn to stone. Good night. Meaning extends her arm backward, ballerina-like. Wood swirl in the formica. And then this one really is perhaps a lyric poem. It's a romantic poem, suitably called October. Actually, in San Diego, we do have, where I'm from, we do have a few trees that they've imported that will get colored leaves, even though it's not very cold. I think they got them from South America, but there are a few of them, but they're very beautiful, so this is about that. October. Beauty appeals like a cry for help that's distant or inhuman, so foreclosed. We say ablaze because we can't stand it, red and yellow, nearing or nearly turning toward. Locks. Place things in relation when I want them permanent. Curved rose vine, a standing wave. Traffic in surplus meaning, quite heavy of late. Bulbs light up on the cactus-shaped facade. Binary alterations which appear to undulate, sounded as if from successive landings. When to notice something further is to take the sacrament. Ritual switch. Photos of lighthouses line the walls of banks. This one is really three poems that kind of recast the same stuff, but it's all called Late Returns. One, point of view's a lot of demonic possession at first. Later we say, to each his own. The octave changes when the finger touches pink. What's embarrassing is getting caught, reading music if there is no score. Just a wild chirrup from the crossed wires. Did you call? Two, perspective is a can of worms, but nausea defends us against distraction. As bird noise seethes from everywhere at once, unlike the human, fugue where each note is compensatory, ringing true. Three, as if a flock of sweeping exits evened out the score, spreading enough space-time continuum for someone to hear the phone. One is the VIP lounge, where I know it will come back to me, or vice versa. Begin. Who made his home beneath the tube of coral mex, I begin. On Broadway, where inflamed rudiments belt out their raison d'etre. Perfect form makes truism. Glossy vomit in the laundromat catches the plane's reflection. Everyone's a new economy. One successful group subtracted the millennium from a mulchy nostalgia and added archly raw and astringent striptease. Schools go back to the basics. As the morning glory yodels purple O's, the mountaineer. Hidden reservations, sunken continents, agitated children search for all their lives. Privilege marches on past a shelf of classic magnums. Does anyone know which tradition we are trying to access? An oblong of light on the right side of each pink linoleum square. We now believe this functioned as a type of calendar. A row of doors, a multiplied silence, May 27th, 1985. That's when I started to write this manuscript. By the way, I think that the does anyone know which tradition we are trying to access is the feeling that I get from trying to teach classes and trying to ask the students questions, try to ask leading questions. The unit, an inner register jingles, punctuating sentences. On the far side of the napkin dispenser, where the sugar packets must be, music rationalizes, temporizes, continues, urgent but unctuous, soap actor, stressing every third syllable. Now how much time have I got before Dad and the cops bust in? Wake up. Imagine that dorm kid's confusion when I'm yelling from the closet, "It's Jeff's dad, let me out." I get up. I get up, our dead cat standing by the door. I pull off some gray threads of fur to convince Chuck something's wrong. But what I show him looks like limp grain, like wild oats. We get up to investigate. In the kitchen, we catch a fake repairman. "I just came to see if you figured it out," he lies. "And have I?" I'm yelling, really indignant. Take a sip on that. That was one night's worth of dreams. That's what I remembered from them anyway. Okay. Attention. Ventriloquy is the mother tongue. Can you colonize rejection by phrasing your request, "me want"? Song, "I'm not a baby, wah, wah, wah. I'm not a baby, wah, wah, wah. I'm crazy like you." The you in the heart of molecule and ridicule. Marks resembling the holes in dead leaves define the thing, moth wing. That flutter of indifference, feigned? But if lapses are the dens strategy aims to conceal, then you don't know what you're asking. Language of love. There were distinctive dips and shivers in the various foliage, syncopated, almost cadenced in the way that once made him invent understanding. Now the boss could say parameters and mean something, like "I'll pinch." By repeating the gesture exactly, the woman awakened an excited suspicion in the infant. When he awakened, she was just returning from one of her little trips. It's common to confuse the distance with flirtation, that expectant solemnity which seems to invite a kiss. He stroked her carapace with his claw. They had developed a code in which each word appeared to refer to some abdicated function. Thus, in a department store, petite impressions might neighbor town square. But he exaggerated it by mincing words like micturation, setting scenes in which the dainty lover would pretend to leave. Was it sadness or fear? He still wasn't back. The act of identification, she recognized, was always a pleasure, but this lasting difference between sense and recognition made her unhappy or afraid. Once she was rewarded by the beams of headlights flitting in play. Getting warm. Tingle. A shaft must be imagined to connect the motes, though there is no light. The notes. If she's quiet, she's concentrating on the spaces between cries, turning times into spaces. Is it memory or physics that makes the bridge appear? It looks nothing like a real bridge. She has to finish it so it can explode. She is in the dark, sewing, stringing holes together with invisible thread. That's a feminine accomplishment, a feat of memory, a managed repletion or resplendence. Page pairs. Any deviation may play havoc with the unborn. From this we may learn there is one true path, a string of favors, one per bead, to be asked in sequence. This hasn't worked for us, but we know this is how things work. Realism, that ever-popular title. I finally wrote my realism poem. This was a fad some years back, and my realism. Split hairs and atoms. I'm looking for somebody. Pink, vein-like plant, a stiff scribble in space. Unable to say whether the pain is in my shoulders, neck, or teeth. Quick rub to obliterate your sense of exposed consciousness in me. A circle made of hairy twigs or the symbolic. Siren's concentric imminence forever coming to the point. What I suspect, intrusion or withdrawal, expulsion or entrapment. Branches as panicky escape attempts. Cello warbles geometric increments of longing. Embarrassed laugh means me again. Can repetition arrange a meeting? I'm looking for symmetry, something close to imitation, flattery. And actually, this is the last one in this manuscript. Disown. You may have sex, but those round sinkholes beneath the off-ramps, scabbed with whatever flat green stuff, not in your most nominative moonwalk. New one called Convoy Village. Bylaws forbid visible contrivance. Clotheslines like the skeleton, or crabgrass dead in long tracks, tipped with green. Results shall be unreminiscent. To punch one's straws definitely into the fizz. Arms of pastries revolve in their clear cylinder, slowly. Space may be shaped like a saddle, scientists say. A list may pantomime focus on conditions so numerous nothing can begin. Run down, they say, buildings. Wave of morning glory leaves about to break over the dropped plastic bat, the empty shed. Hard to specify further, whole body dotted here and there, areas of interest, cross purposes, eddies. Okay, that's it.